Hey guys, my name is Shankar Chagani, and these are some of my jokes since the lockdown has stopped live stand-up comedy in India. I thought I'll record some of my jokes and you might get an idea of what it's like to listen to these jokes live. There is no audience here, so for laughter, you might have to go somewhere else. Do you know the words testimonial and testify came from the word testicles? It's true. Apparently, in the Roman times, when two people had to take an oath against each other, they had to hold each other's testicles. And everybody present in that room to bear witness had to hold their own testicles. I found this fact on Google. I don't remember what I was Googling for. Okay, I don't know why I did that. But I'm so glad we don't do this anymore, especially in India. Oh, it'll be so weird watching Arnab going, "Mr. Lalit Modi, the nation wants an answer." And I'm not going to leave these until we get the answer. Have you ever been to a party where you don't know a lot of them? In fact, you only know one or two of them. And they also aren't to be seen. It's very hard to break the ice or entertain yourself. Start singing a song under your breath and increase the volume slowly to a point where people turn around to see who's singing. And when no one's noticing, quit singing. Tadap tadap ke is dil se aah nikalti rahi mujhko saza di pyar ki aisa. If you notice, there'll be a lot of people going, "Ke lut gaye," and that's power. You know how I know this works? Because that day, when we were leaving at the parking, there was a guy who I didn't meet at the party. But he was like, "Agar mile khuda to." I used to get embarrassed very easily when I was a kid, but now I enjoy mild embarrassment. Honestly, if I go to an empty public restroom and I'm singing at the top of my voice, practicing for such a party, and if someone walks in, I'll be embarrassed, so I'll reduce the volume. But I don't mind finishing the whole song. I'll be like, "Agar mile khuda to." People tell you that the first time you have sex is going to be magical and amazing. But no one tells you that post-sex conversation for the very first time is very awkward. Up until that point, you were ejaculating by yourself, cleaning up, and then going for dinner. But for the first time, there's another human being with you. Sometimes it's two people who are having sex for the very first time. It kind of sounds like two detectives in a novel trying to solve a crime before the other one. Because they're both talking to themselves, trying to understand what just happened. One of them is like, clothes all over. The other one is like, "What's that smell?" Sometimes it's the first time for just one of them. Then it looks like there is a detective trying to solve a crime while the criminal is in the same room. Because one of them is all processing what just happened and the other one is smoking a cigarette. Over time, when you have sex on a regular basis, post-sex conversations sound like, "Hey, what's for dinner?" I don't like the use of the phrase "military cargos." I went shopping with a friend of mine and he looked at a pair of camouflage pants and he said, "Hey, do you think I should buy those military cargos?" I said, "I didn't know you joined the army." He said, "No, doesn't it look like it's exactly how it's like in the military?" I said, "No, it doesn't. Because you're not going to get up every day at 5 o'clock, run for 15 kilometers before you can have breakfast. Have you ever shot anybody with a rifle? Do you even know how to carry a rifle? You can't buy military apparel at a mall where there's a coffee shop right next to it. If you wear these, you have to be outdoors 24 hours a day without sleep." I feel like people who buy these pants and they go out for a movie or hanging out at a coffee shop, looks like they just left their trousers on the terrace for 3 weeks and now it looks like this. Now that we know what personal space is like and how it's important, I have three solutions that we should adhere to when the lockdown is lifted. You know, every nice place gets crowded, gets polluted, and it just ruins the environment. At least that particular place's environment. So I have a solution. Nice places, hill stations, parks, anything that is outdoorsy should have a time limit to visit. The nicer the place, the lesser the time limit. If you go to a really nice, like if you go to Shimla, you should be able to go up the hills in Shimla and come out within 3 hours. Like I live in a hill station. Second, this is a tip for people who live in nice places like hill stations or places around the beach or lake or forest. Stop taking photos and publishing it so other people can come and look at that place. We've seen enough. The point I'm trying to make is, let's stop spreading the word of mouth through the internet that there's a nice place. Hampi used to be a great place. Now you go to Hampi, it's horrible. I've never been to Hampi. People tell me this. And the third, you know how in a movie theater, once it's full house, you don't get a ticket? We should have the house full board outside every hill station so that when people come and they say, hey, we want to go, and you'll be like, hey, I'm sorry, it's full. They're like, but it's a hill station. How can it be full? It is full. We're trying to save the environment, you idiot. These are some of my jokes. Thank you if you're listening to this. And my name is Shankar Chugani. Hopefully, when everything goes back to normal, we can have live comedy shows. Until then, be nice.